Your mom's guilty pleasures.
Episode number
11.
Now is the time, baby.
It's your mom's guilty pleasures. It's Chris Libertini, John Mingione, Lexi Peveraro. The topic today, jobs. The root of all evil. Lexi, you like your job?
Yeah, I like my job.
John Mingione, you like your job?
I love my job, most days.
Well, I like jobs and making money. And you had a great thing that you said before the show. It was, what is Steve?
Blow hand,
uh-huh.
And millennials have all to do with the same thing. And it's jobs. It was a bad joke.
It's fantastic.
It was bad.
Johnny wanted that to be the title of the podcast, and I shut that down really quick.
I wanted it to be like Blow, Steve, and it never formulated. We tried. We tried our best.
He tried.
Well, it's episode
11.
Jobs, the root of all evil. We're your mom's guilty pleasures. And we're kicking ass and taking names. People like us. We get text messages saying that they like the show. Our moms, our dads, our sisters and brothers,
grandmas.
Our next door neighbors, grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
The guy at the Five Below that Lexi talked to the other night. He was like, you guys got a great fucking show.
Yeah. I was like, I gave you a plug. Give me a discount off the $5.
You can't do that. That's payola.
That's a good
illegal
point.
Thing.
It's a joke.
Just making sure.
Okay. I'm joking, and I don't want a discount.
Since the topic is jobs today, I think it's very fitting to say that the three of us, mm-hmm. we should tell our listeners that we all work together for different radio stations. Mm-hmm. I'm on 95.5 WPLJ, and Chris and Lexi work for WABC, mm-hmm. and we all are in the same building down the hall. So we gather mm-hmm. in Chris's nice little studio here. It's actually a pretty big studio.
Well, they spent $10,000 refurbishing the whole fucking thing when I came here 3 years ago.
This room
this
that we're in
refurbished? Is refurbished?
$10,000?
Well, from here over was $10,000.
Because
I'm doing is I'm pointing from one side of the studio to the other side of the studio. The guy that had this job worked here for 36 years.
Wow.
Mind you, I'm motherfucking 38. I'm gorgeous. Thank you so much for saying that. But
you're welcome.
Thank you. But the point I'm trying to make is, and this brings it right back in, jobs the root of all evil. This guy had a job for 36 years. He was fucking awesome at what he does. He still has a gig, you know, separate from here. He's making fucking three different pensions. God bless him.
Damn
is fucking right. He's got AFTRA. He's got ABC. He's got Disney. Oh, and by the way, in Social Security. So four fucking pensions. And he's still working for Rush. So,
the band Rush?
The band Rush. No, Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, okay.
So he had a job. He has a job for 36 years, and now it's almost approaching probably 40 years of steady work. Your parents had it. My parents had it. We don't have that fucking shit at all. We have to change jobs. There's a fucking thing on Forbes. What were we looking at? We got to change fucking jobs every 3 to 5 years.
Well, also, it's saying that millennials aren't afraid to change jobs. Like, I feel like it's a lot of time, it's the person.
Yeah, millennials aren't afraid to fucking do a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break. And all due respect, Lexi. I'm just saying,
okay.
It's like, you know, the kids that fucking walk in here sometimes on fucking internships, and they're like, oh, we're getting paid?
So
what's going on with the video editing? Can I, like, totally do that and get paid for that? I video edit my friend's fucking bachelor party. Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up.
Lexi, is Chris more turned than normal? Chris, did you do a bump of Coke before the show?
What is going on?
I am drinking.
It's like the
Chris.
F word every time. It's like imitations. It's only been 2 minutes.
I'm jacked up. You got me going.
I am drinking my
in the pants.
Cafe con leche.
That's what you're making us believe you're drinking.
No. Listen, I've never ever done that.
You've never done the cocaine?
Ever in my life.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, have you ever done the cocaine?
I wasn't British. Why did you turn British for that?
I don't know. I think you did. Maybe
also,
not.
When Chris was giving us the $10,000 recap of his studio, notice that he pointed at his side.
Yep.
He's like, well, from here over is $10,000. So what does that make me and Lexi's side?
$2,000.
This is the $2,000? Yeah, the shit end of the studio?
Well, you guys got really good microphones. You know? It goes into a smoking fucking processor that I set, and also Dan Kelly plug, who's around the corner, who's fucking amazing, who works for WPLJ. He's created for that wonderful institution. But getting back to jobs. So all these fucking people had jobs for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lexi came in here as an intern, correct?
Yeah.
You worked your fucking ass off. In fact, I had an intern here last week and I had Lexi come in and speak to the intern and explain how she got her gig. Lexi's one of the hardest working people I've ever met.
Oh, thanks.
She's fucking super fucking talented. She doesn't know a lot about 90s shit, which is fucking great. But she's super fucking talented, and she got the fucking gig because she worked her ass off.
Yeah,
right?
No, I worked really hard when I interned here. It was a different show at PLJ. It was at the time. It was when Scott just left, and it was just the Todd show. Mm-hmm. So it was
Scott and Todd throwback WPLJ 1984.
Yeah, that's when they first started, I think.
No, I just threw that out there, but it sounds right.
Yeah, but even them, they had jobs for 20 years. Mm-hmm. What's Lexi walking into now? You know, I've been in radio for about 15 years. I've had 8 different jobs.
Mm-hmm. Jeez,
fucking crazy. And they haven't been for bullshit people. There's the guy who's the king of all media. There's CBS. There's ESPN. There's MLB. There's NFL.
I love how you have that one job that you want. No, he won't talk about it, but he will always like allude to it. I love it. Anyway, let's not say it.
Yeah, of course not.
But it's basically like he who must not be named.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like, you know, some people are Slytherin and other people are
Hufflepuff.
There we go.
Gryffindor.
But why do you think that we change so much and our parents' generation don't? Like, why have you left and gotten a new job 8 different times? Was it money? Yeah. Was it what?
They asked me to. No, I'm being funny. But no, legitimately, I mean, sometimes you get fired.
Being fired?
But I think a lot of it has to do with just the economy and the way things are done now. Even my father had jobs for 20 years.
What did your dad do?
He was a broker on Wall Street. My mom was a teacher for 35 years. She had one fucking job for 35 years.
Both my parents were teachers their whole career. They're now happily retired. And yes, I mean, they changed schools a couple of times. Actually, I think my dad never changed. But the role stayed the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do your parents do, Lex?
My mom works in a high school. She's a secretary in the admissions office. And my dad works for Amtrak.
Oh, I was hoping your mom was a lunch lady.
Why?
I don't know. I'm very intrigued by the menu in high school cafeterias or like school
They're nasty
cafeterias.
Usually.
I'm more intrigued by the hairnets. I think it's very sexy.
Like Mondays, Mondays are usually chicken nuggets, right? And then Fridays are usually
pizza, the fucking worst pizza ever.
Is it the same all across the board?
Wait,
all
you didn't have pizza Fridays?
We had pizza every day. We weren't
the
point. Healthiest.
What? That's a good point. Well, they were all bougie. You know? That's difference. Another difference. We had to live with, you know, they'd have like that rib sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Right? I don't know what it was called, but I know I could see it. Yeah.
We had like a disgusting rib sandwich or a bagel. That was it for us for food.
Speaking
going to high
of
school.
Lunch ladies, though, and to bring this back into jobs, uh-huh. I recently went to visit my elementary school that I went to back in 1995.
Amazing.
And the same lunch lady still works there.
That's awesome.
She's an elderly lady now. I mean, I guess
lunch
she was...
ladies are the best, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're always so chill.
And they always have their jobs, again, for 25 mm-hmm. years. So what the fuck is different now that we have to sit here? And it's like, I think... You know, obviously you look at generational stuff and, you know, your parents are supposed to be wisdom and everything and their parents are more wisdom from them and that you pass it down, right? So I think their parents, which are our grandparents, didn't fuck up our parents, but our parents fucked up.
I don't think so.
I 400% agree. They're the baby boomers. So when the grandparents, when our grandparents were like working and stuff, they came from the New Deal. They came from all this crazy, you know, 2 world wars. And then our parents lived through Vietnam and all that stuff. And they've seen the market crash. But my point is I think they were much better off. Our parents, when they were our age, they were married. They had mm-hmm. jobs already for 10 years. Things happened sooner. Whereas now, things are happening much, much later, and our job situation is definitely not the same as our parents' job situation.
I also think the difference is, I mean, there's handfuls that we're going to go through, but I think going off that. And
we always laugh because Lexi...
Johnny makes fun of me, so
whenever someone talks, Lexi says, to jump off Chris's point, I would like to add another point.
I don't think
point.
I sound that sophisticated when I do it, but I'm going to be more aware and try not to say that.
No,
but what
fine.
I'm saying is, all across the board, there's more than one reasons, but I think also a main reason for millennials is we always need constant satisfaction, and when we're not happy with something, we never give it time. We're just ready to change. So if we're not happy with a job, within a year or two, we're like, you know what? I'll just get another job, and we do that. And then maybe the salary's not great, and instead of working harder for a raise, we're like, nah, I'm just going to go to a job that makes more money. I think it's just constantly, if we're not satisfied, we don't want to stay.
That's so true.
With mm-hmm. our jobs, with our parents, they're like, no, I have a family to support because mm-hmm. they got married and had kids by 20. So it was happening so much easier.
Something's happening.
I don't know.
This is Satisfaction
oh.
by Benny Benassi.
Push me. exactly the correct. U-turn.
I don't know this one.
Oh, it's a great song.
How does Lexi know something that I...
Here you go.
And then you'll touch me so I can get my satisfaction.
Millennials.
Satisfaction.
Push me and then just touch me.
What is happening? They're both dancing.
Satisfaction.
How is this song relevant to the conversation?
I just said satisfaction eight times.
And you wouldn't have gone with, I can't get no satisfaction?
Sure.
This is what you think?
This is what I think of. This was like a fucking huge song in 07 when I was 27 years old for Gaisa.
I would have thought that you went with the Rolling Stones.
But to bring up Lexi's point, exactly correct. They're fucking people that are like, I'm not making any money. I gotta go somewhere else. Like, why? Lexi's fucking killing it, doing a great job, showing everybody what she can do. And people go, oh, well, this person's not here anymore. Oh, wow, Lexi's doing that podcast. Lexi does production. Lexi produces. Lexi fucking does everything. Why don't we just give Lexi $20,000 more and have her stay? Rather than Lexi goes, fuck this, I'm out of here. I'm going to go fucking be, blah, blah, blah. But I don't fault you for that. Because you got to live your fucking own life. You got to live your best life.
Mm-hmm. And to almost be devil's advocate of what I just said to myself, but people do leave.
It's a one-woman show. Yeah. She covers both sides of the spectrum.
No, I'm saying, I love it. Even though I agree with what I just said, the other side is everything's so much more expensive today than it was then. So we do need to make money, and we do need a little bit of change to be able to accomplish things that we want. So I guess I just... contradicted what I just said. So
no, I like it. You're thinking out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's healthy.
I'm working it out in my head.
So Lexi's parents probably, and your parents, my parents, bought a house for $65,000 or $75,000.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Yeah. Now, if we want to buy a house, it's $350,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For a decent house.
For a decent fucking house where a pot to piss in and a fucking roof over your head.
You want to get a fucking amazing house. That's like a mill.
Right.
So I mean, it depends on where you're looking.
But back in the day, when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but back in the day, they didn't have to do that.
Right.
They would just be like, I have a job, I have a wife, bada goo, I have a baby, and oh, I have a house.
Bada goo.
Bada goo.
Well, I'm also thinking, I guess I'm thinking of New York and Long Island, because if you go to like Texas or Florida or somewhere else, houses are a lot cheaper.
For
vastly
sure.
Vastly cheaper.
But even, like, my parents bought the house that I grew up in for like $65,000 in 1978.
And now it's probably worth like quadruple.
Now it's
that.
$228,000 or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, but like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
it's
that's a lot of fucking
about.
VIG.
But also, our parents didn't have college loans. I mean, not everyone's parents. A lot of that generation didn't have to go to college because not all the jobs needed degrees.
Right.
My dad didn't go to college. I think my mom got a 2-year, what is that, your associate's degree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so but they have two very well-paid jobs,
yep.
Supported a family, live in a great home, but they're doing well for themselves. Now, if you don't go to college...
Right.
Can you get that type of job?
I think yes, but I mean the only thing keeping you warm is your degrees, as Kanye has said.
And your partner, snuggling you from behind.
Hey,
I like
now.
To be a small spoon.
A little spoon.
I do.
But I mean, you know, Lexi brings up an interesting point. Do you really even know to go to, do you really even need to go to fucking college anymore?
Well, it really just depends on the hustle and also the career path, let's be honest. For our career path, I'm on the radio. Technically, I didn't need to go to college. You know what did it for me? I made one video on YouTube. It got a million hits. My local radio station called me up and put me on their morning show.
Is that the New Paltz?
Overnight.
The New Paltz video?
No, I made a video on New Paltz, but it was a similar video.
Right.
It was about Suffolk County.
Okay.
It was called Suffolk County State of Mind.
Okay.
It was a parody of Jay-Z's In New York.
Nice.
It was in Suffolk.
Concrete jungles where dreams are made of.
There it is.
There's nothing you can't.
Oh, I like it.
I truly think that Lexi
like
would
vamp.
Be a good singer if she tried. No, I truly think you have the pipes, but you always joke sing if you really exerted your voice correctly.
And not for nothing, getting back to an earlier episode when Lexi wants to get her nose altered,
her nose job, speaking of jobs,
there you go, job
to piggyback off,
that's going to change your voice. It's going to change how your voice sounds.
I think that's only if you have a deviated
septum. Well, did the doctor say that?
No
I think they would have told her that, don't you think?
But I think that's if you have some major
let's
work.
Let's get her doctor on the phone.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you wouldn't go from like, hey, what's up? My name is Lexi. To like, hey, what's up? My name is Lexi.
No,
that wouldn't happen?
No.
All right, I'm only fucking with you.
Crazy.
But Chris,
yes.
I did not need to go to college. College did help me out learning some skills, how to video edit, how to talk better on microphones and such. But it was ultimately one YouTube video I made that got me a gig.
That you taught yourself how to fucking do.
That I taught myself how to fucking do. Yep. But then for other people who want to be doctors and lawyers and teachers, of course you have to go to college.
Right.
But do you have to fucking go to a private school? Fuck no.
Right, you can go to community, do
my sister
right
went to Syracuse, and she's going to be paying student loans until she's 89.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and I went to SUNY. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty much paid up after college.
Yep.
You know, with some help, a little help from my parents.
Of course.
A lot of help from my parents. Thank
Mostly
you.
Mostly my parents.
All of my parents helping me.
Love
but it
parents.
Was affordable for them because SUNY, you know, SUNY, I don't want to say it's cheap, but it's way cheaper than paying fucking $150,000 to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying. Did you go to private school, Chris, or where did you?
Public school all my life, and then I went to a school very, very, very reputable, okay? Massachusetts Communications College. It's been sold 3 times since I've graduated.
Oh.
And now it's called the Art Institute of Boston.
Oh, okay. That sounds...
very prestigious.
Yeah, it does.
They have like the Art Institute of Chicago, Boston, all this other place. But I was going to go play baseball in Pennsylvania, like on a fucking partial scholarship. By the way, I just learned how to hit. I'm fucking 38 years old. I learned how to hit when I was 35. Let's be honest. But getting back to my point is, I walked into that thing in Pennsylvania, and I was like, this is a piece of dog shit. I went to Boston, and I was like, oh, it's a big city. They have digital technology. Let me do this. I went there for 2 years. I got a job. I've been working ever since I'm 20 years old. I've been working for almost 18 years.
I want to talk about Lexi.
Oh, man.
Let's.
I think Lexi is in a unique spot because I feel like Lexi is next in line, though.
Yep.
Before I get, remind me of where I was at, but I have a question. When, okay. Say, Scott and Todd were on the air back in 1989, mm-hmm. 90. Mm-hmm. Was there a Lexi? I don't know about... I'm asking Chris because you kind of were there. There were interns and stuff.
There were, but like somebody like Monkey Boy, who you work with,
right?
Joe Partavilla.
He's my producer.
He's your producer of the show. So he's really kind of always been there. But there were other people. There were other casts of characters, but they were all professional. They were all like 15-year veteran is what I meant to say, veterans. Whereas, you know, Monkey Boy came in and he kind of fit right in. That is few and far between. You really don't ever see that.
Mm-hmm.
So Lexi is like the unicorn of the job world, which is great. I'm not shitting on your position.
It. It's okay.
But it's like, that shit doesn't happen.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, I can't walk into a popular radio show right now and, like, be the guy. Like, there's only one of those other guys. On Z100, there's this fucking guy, Greg T, the frat boy.
Oh, yeah. He had a similar story.
Right, and he's been there for fucking 15 years.
Mm-hmm. People always compare me to that
one
guy.
One guy.
Because he's like...
Does he go out and do funny stunts
and
stuff?
Yeah, he's kind of... I think he's their street guy.
He seems nice.
I'm sure we're all
probably
nice.
Way richer.
Probably.
You know.
But it's like but that's what it is, and it's like the natural progression of that is people are fucking stupid and they get fired all the time.
Right. I think that Lexi is next in line to get a big job.
Okay.
Because she does work her ass off. Okay. And don't get me wrong, maybe not. Maybe they'll fire you, you'll become homeless.
Maybe.
Become a
it was really nice when Lexi worked here.
Yeah. Right? And now she's a hobo. But I do think that you are so talented and driven, and people see you, and you're still here. You're still hanging on, and you're getting opportunities while you had an opportunity. Lex used to be the associate producer of my morning show,
uh-huh.
Todd and Jade, and then WABC kind of stole her, gave her a bigger position, more mm-hmm. responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep on, you know, S in the work. How do I say this? What am I trying to say, Chris?
Kicking ass?
No, I want to say sucking the dick in some capacity. Right. But
keep on.
There's a lot of other ways to
sucking the teat of Mother Wolf.
There you go. If you know your Greek mythology,
right?
Like Romulus. So Romulus, Romulus used to suck off the teat of the Mother Wolf. If you know your Greek mythology, and that was a line from a movie,
Wedding Crashers.
Boom. See how we do it?
So and As Today's D is also from a movie. I think it's from Pineapple Express. But regardless, what I'm saying is keep on trucking. I didn't have to do the phallic S and the D. And your mom listens, so I'm sorry, kind of.
Yeah, sorry, Mrs. P.
But Lex, you're going to get something big. And that's just a personal thing. But
I appreciate it.
Think about how many, you're 24?
Yeah.
So many 24-year-olds would kill, literally murder to be in your position.
So many 24-year-olds are fucking assholes. And they think that they know shit. I'm being dead serious. They think that they fucking know everything. And that's fine to be confident. But you don't fucking know shit.
Nothing.
And Lexi is smart enough to go, I'm going to shut the fuck up. And I'm not saying this a bad way.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to shut the fuck up. I will listen and obey and like see what goes on here. And then I'm going to make my own roads. And that's exactly what she's done. You're also on another podcast with two women who work here. One of them just had a baby. Congratulations, Annie. and it's Annie, Christina, and yourself. And mm-hmm. they're called the what?
Well, we haven't.
But you're going to
the mix of building on that.
Wait,
yes.
What? You're you're cheating on Chris and I with another podcast?
We're first.
Is this an open relationship kind of thing? Don't ask, don't tell. I don't want to know about other podcasts that you're seeing.
Okay.
I thought this was
so exclusive. Then we won't talk about
but
it.
But my main point in bringing that up is that Lexi's swagger is fucking awesome, and she's not like the normal 24-year-old person that walks in here. She has her wits about her, and she's very worldly. I would say Lexi's an old soul.
I was just going to say, you stole the words directly out of my mouth.
Must have been when I was kissing you.
She's a 70-year-old woman in there.
Oh, I like 70-year-olds.
And it's perfect, because you're the producer of Joan Hamburg, who is a 70-year-old woman.
80.
Is she 80?
She's pushing 80, I think. She's pushing like 80. 78.
I love Joan Hamburg.
She's a sweetheart.
She's the best.
She's awesome.
Lexi's so worldly, and she's very unlike any 24-year-old you will meet, because they're all pompous douchebag assholes that think they know everything.
Oh, yeah.
And that really pisses me off, because don't get me wrong, we were all pompous assholes that thought we knew stuff. But if you work hard and you do the right thing, you're going to be rewarded. Maybe.
Let's talk
but
about...
But that's maybe. The worst part. Maybe.
There's no
so
fucking...
So you can work so hard and make these paths, and I'm not just talking about me... Specifically. What?
Make these paths?
Talk about yourself Atlantically.
Like when he was saying create your own paths and being mindful.
Oh, path with a TH. I thought you said make your own pad.
Paths.
Like a maxi
paths.
Pad.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I'm sorry.
We're not making max pads here, you know?
don't make your own pads.
But
it sucks, because it's unfortunate that sometimes even with that hard work, you're not going to get the raise or you're not going to get the job you want. And then you're like, crap, now what? I have a degree in this, but... It's right now, it's not useful. What am I going to do? Like, I've had a lot of mental breakdowns sometimes where I go to my mom and I'm like, I'm going to become a nurse. I'm going to go to a 2-year program and become a nurse. But then I'm like, hey, I need money to pay for that school, which I lack in. You work so hard, and sometimes, not all the time, and I've been grateful to this point. Up into this
point. It's fine. Work through it.
Yeah. But not everyone's like that. Sometimes people can work hard and they don't get rewarded.
I think you'd be a great nurse, if that's any consolation for you.
Thank you.
But Lexi aside, there's the majority of, I shouldn't say the majority, but a lot of 24-year-old people are just shit.
Yep.
Living
at
home.
They're idiots.
Complaining that they don't have a job.
Yep.
Going to Occupy Wall Street with a bongo.
Mm-hmm.
And yelling at the sky because they don't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Hustle. Put out 10 applications every single day.
Do something.
A friend of mine was looking for a teaching job on Long Island. Mm-hmm. Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Very Island. Difficult to get a teaching job.
Very.
Starting to get easier because the old people are starting to retire and like one by one. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that happens. I don't fucking know shit. But what I do know is that it was very hard at the time, 5 years ago, to get a job on Long Island.
Okay.
This guy hustled. He put out like 600 applications.
And probably not even exaggerating.
No, I'm really not, and I tend to. But he was going on, he went on about 40 to 50 job interviews and was just denied, and then finally got an amazing teaching job because he hustled so hard. And then I have other friends who want to be teachers. They put out like 3 applications, they don't get callbacks, and they're like, oh, I guess I'm going to be a waitress the rest of my life.
And how old are these people?
They're 28, 29 years old.
Hmm. And they don't have like that thing, you know, like even back in the day, you know, your parents worked hard. I worked hard so far. You know, my name is Johnny Jugular. I worked blah 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 blah. And they got
sick
a
name,
right? And they got a fucking job out of that,
right?
Because they were here and they put in the work. And now nobody's getting that.
Do you follow? Do you know who Gary Vee?
Of course,
is?
Gary Vanderbeek,
Vanderchuk,
Vanderchuk, Vanderchuk.
Yeah, it's Vanderchuk.
Sorry,
or
yeah.
VaynerMedia,
yep.
Or Vaynerchuk.
Yep.
It's one of the Chucks.
It's Vaynerchuk, yeah.
That's why Gary Vee he went with.
Yeah.
He is really inspirational. Lex, do you know this guy?
No.
His big philosophy that he always puts out is just like, stop making excuses and stop blaming your parents, stop blaming your problems. And I used to hate him. I wanted to, just his message of positivity was too much. But then I followed him and I kept watching his videos, and every day he's so fucking inspiring. Are you getting up a clip or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, is everybody blames everything in their life.
It's just easier that way.
Everybody blames that their dad walked out of the family when they were 8 years old, or that they have a thyroid condition.
Wait.
Or that they were laid off of their job 2 years ago.
Wait.
You know, or that their girlfriend left them with nothing and they're alone in their house forever.
Wait.
Double wham.
I call the fucking whambulance.
It's just so hard because... You're 100% right, and then there's this part of me where I'm like, oh, I feel so bad. Like, I get it.
Wait, yeah. What? About the complaining?
Like, yeah, like, yeah. Oh, you've been through some really hard times. Like, I'm fortunate enough where maybe I haven't gone through it, so I don't understand what you're going through, so I'm going to tell you to pick up the pieces and keep going.
Have you experienced loss?
Yes.
Have you experienced death?
Yes.
insecurity problems, financial problems?
All of the above.
But you fucking conquer that shit.
Yeah. All right, never mind.
Do it. And here's Gary Vaynerchuk.
If you're pumped with your life and you're good and you're not complaining, do you. Like, don't work at all. I don't give a fuck. This message is for the people like, oh, I don't have time. I don't have money. Woe is me. Here's my thing. Stop watching f***ing entire seasons of f***ing, you know, House of Cards. Because if you're complaining and I audit you, I promise you, I will find 4 f***ing hours that you're not doing jack s***. You're f***ing playing mobile games? F*** you. Literally, like, really? Like, you've got time for Angry Birds and you're complaining? Get the f*** out of here.
If you're complaining that you haven't made it, stop watching Netflix and playing games and get to fucking work.
Right? I could tell Lexi was like, that made you feel.
It makes you think, just because he's right. And I could see why you hated him in the beginning, because you're like, nah, that's not true.
Well, his voice is really jarring. He sounds like Mickey Mouse.
He kind of talks like this.
He has a rasp, kind of.
Something. But then if you really listen to the words that he says, he's so true. Because, like, I have friends that are 28 looking for jobs, and they complain about not having a job, but they go out every weekend. Mm-hmm. They're playing Fortnite on Xbox Live.
With this dance.
That stupid
That dance. Oh, Chris, you actually can do the Fortnite dance pretty well.
Thank you.
Oh, that dance, that viral dance is from Fortnite?
Yeah, when you jump up and down on one leg and throw your arm up and down.
Oh. That's what the character's
like.
The character.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it.
And then there's this dance where you put your hands over your head and you do one of these deals.
I've never played Fortnite. Actually, I've played Fortnite for like a minute.
So clearly, Chris, you play Fortnite.
Never in my life. I'm very, very observant.
Oh. But Lex, during the Gary V, Lexi took her chair and like moved it back and like put her legs up on the chair. It was sensual almost.
Because... I don't know, because I can't say anything else, but he's right. He's so right.
Yep.
And sometimes I think us millennials don't like to hear when someone else is right and we're wrong.
But I don't even consider Lexi a fucking millennial.
Well,
Lexi broke the mold of that shit fucking time ago. I'm being serious.
I have my millennial ways. Yeah, but
I want to see Lexi. Lexi has her shit together, it seems, on the outside. I would love to see when you don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm sure, like, there were times when Lexi was the producer of our show last year. Like, we gave her hell. She had to do a lot of annoying things. And she did it with a smile. So what I would love to see is just to be a fly on the wall when she gets home and she has her safe place person.
Love it.
Her boyfriend. Like,
I
swear to God, they had me get 4 coffees, edit all their audio, take all their pictures, and for what?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell, you have to, though. If you keep that bottled in, and I think I have to give the credit to my parents for that, because they would always, like, not physically beat me, but beat the message, the fact that just do it with a smile, keep working hard, work hard, work hard, work hard. It was all about the hustle. So if, for example, the coffee thing, I would go home and be like, damn, 3 more coffees I had to get today. But I would never show them at work that I was pissed about it.
Never let them see you sweat.
Yeah, never.
That's an old adage that my friend taught me about women.
Never let them see you sweat.
See, and I'm bad at that because I sweat constantly, like emotionally. And also, I'm just a very sweaty person generally, but like emotionally.
Do you want to know, not to go completely off topic, but the one moment
You can't say not to go completely.
No, because I don't mean to. I'm sorry to go off topic on the podcast, but I need to say this.
No, that's fine. We always do that.
So I'm going to say it.
All right,
I was just giving everyone the fair warning. I'm kind of going off topic.
All right, go for it.
God, ruin. I the moment's over.
Can we build it back
up? The one moment where I almost broke down at work. I mean, I almost lost it. Johnny, and it was because of Johnny.
Oh, God.
So we were both walking to the studio, and where the assistant producer sits is not in the same studio. It's just a little, like, 2 feet away. Uh-huh. Whatever. So... on this walk to the studio, there's a water jug.
I am so scared right now. What? I don't even remember this.
It's on the way to the studio. Emphasis on that detail. And Johnny says, Lexi, can you just fill up my water bottle? I got to go to the studio.
What?
And we were
I didn't.
Yes, you did. We were passing the same damn water jug. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, just fill this up. I got to go in the studio. I'm like, you want me to fill your water bottle? The thing you're standing in front of right now,
Wait.
You could do it, and you're asking me to do it.
Hold on.
But like always, I was like, sure, Johnny. And then cracked you in the face. No,
wait, what? I don't even bring a water bottle. Are you sure you're not confusing me with someone else?
Mm, No, I'm pretty damn sure.
Yeah.
That was the one time I was like, I don't think I can be friends with
Wait,
John.
Am I really like, am I like that?
No, I think, well, I don't know how you are. I'm not with you now. But at that, there was a moment, Jobs, where you're like, I can't do it anymore. But I was there for
Why'd you
year.
Do it then?
Because if in your eyes, it helped you. So I was like, all right, if this is helping him, then fine.
Wow. I am so sorry.
But that was the only time. Then
do you think like maybe like did I need water for like a bit, or did I just need water to drink?
No, it was in your it was the tall ass smart water bottle that you had.
Chris, I used to bring Poland Spring bottles to work, and I would refill them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there's must be truth to that.
That was the one moment where you could have seen me break down because I was about to lose it.
I can't believe you said. Why did you say yeah? Why didn't you tell me to go fuck myself?
Because that's not.
In your nature?
That's well, one, it's not my nature, and two, like I said, part of my we're completely off topic. But part of
this is therapy.
Part of my role and part of my job, although it was the assistant producer, it was to make every on air personality's life and job a lot easier. So in your eyes, filling your water bottle, as much as that is such a demeaning thing, it was helping you either get to the studio quicker or do something quicker for media. So even though the task was horrible, it made your life easier. So I did it.
This is terrible. I just need a second of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. Wait, and did you not say anything to me at that time?
No, I didn't.
So this
not.
Is the first time that
I think I like turned to Annie and I'm like, you won't believe what Johnny just says. Anyway, Jobs.
But that was
this is good radio.
Putting a capper on the Jobs thing real quick. 10 good reasons to change jobs every 3 to 5 years, right? They change jobs because they spot a positive workplace or a toxic workplace, and they go somewhere else.
Totally true.
More frequent job changes give you more powerful dragon-slaying stories for the inevitable day when you'll be job hunting again. Like, I used to fill this fucking motherfucker's water up every day, and now I'm here. Another one, when you keep the same job for years and maybe in the different jobs in the same organization, the network of people you know well outside the company frays and falls apart. So you don't know, you don't have a... what is that called? A roster of people that you can go off.
Isn't the more jobs you have, the more networking you can do?
If it's at the same place. So if you work here and you keep on moving up.
Gotcha.
And you only talk to Johnny every day, when you need a job, where's fucking Johnny?
Yeah.
He's here.
Making so it's like, water bottle.
Exactly correct.
Oh, I'm sitting here just like self-loathing about that
number
situation.
Four.
And then here's two more and then we'll finish. When you job hunt every 3 to 5 years, you know your market value. So you could hit the street and be like, I'm worth $120,000 when really your market's $80,000. Or maybe you say I'm $80,000 when really your fucking market value is $120,000.
Yeah.
And you come in and you're like, well, I'm making 55 or 60 here. 80 would be a fucking big jump, n'est-ce pas? Mm-hmm. And then from there, people are like, wow, we got $120,000 for this and she's fucking killing it. She's Joan Hamburg's producer. Oh my God, she's amazing. Pop, 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 pop. Okay, we're gonna hard give her $120,000, but nothing else. And Lexi comes in, she's like, I wanna work here. I'll take $78,500. And they're like, so
that's exactly something I would do.
So, but you know, stuff like that. And also you stay long at a place, you lose practice of interviewing. You lose practice of
So it looks that 3 to 5 years changing jobs is a good thing. As much as it makes it seem bad or that we're such an entitled generation, it's a good thing to keep fresh and changing jobs.
You know what? I was probably dehydrated.
Oh my God.
And I was really busy and you were probably, just help me out.
Probably. Yeah. Okay.
With that, we'll end episode 10, Jobs, the Root of All Evil. Get right to the guilty pleasures of the week. We have John Mingione and Lexi Pevararo. Who are we going to first?
Oh, God. You guys know about my plant guilty pleasure?
Are
yes.
We still on this damn plant.
Well, I love plants.
Die. Oh,
I killed my Venus flytrap.
Oh, no.
It turned.
That's the one that snaps and eats its mouth.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me.
What did you do?
It turned black. All of it. It turns. It's an evil plant.
Did it grow a giant cock?
It's a carnivorous plant. You don't feed it.
Carnivore?
You don't really water it. You feed it living things.
Right.
Like insects.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you don't take care of it properly, it turns black.
Oh my God.
And it turned black and fell apart. Not the good black. And you know why? I found out you need to give it specific distilled water. And I was watering it with Brita. I thought it was doing great.
So it was probably suffering one night, like overnight. Oh. I need my owner, Johnny, please water me correctly. And
so my guilty pleasure is that I emailed. I get guilty pleasure in email and complaint emails. I emailed the guy and I blamed the dude
Are you
said that he sold
me
defective plants and he sent me a new Venus flytrap.
Are you kidding?
But you know how he watered it? He had somebody else fill up the water.
Exactly.
And then
That's what he did.
Oh my God, I gotta go.
Oh my
Lexi,
that.
Guilty pleasure of the week, please.
So I'm embarrassed to even say it after that clip we just heard earlier, but I binged watch on Netflix. It was two season and I finished it in 2 days.
Okay.
Santa Clarita Diet with Drew Barrymore.
Oh, that's with the zombie thing and they fucking eat.
And it's not even my type of movie that or show that I would like to watch. Loved it, binged it in 2 days. I'm done. I recommend it. Season three in 2019.
And did we watch it with the boy?
No, this is by myself.
Oh, this is a solo binge?
To and from the train, like my train rides into Penn.
Got it.
There and back. Loved it.
Never even heard of that. So what's Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah. It's not, it was like it's a genre Atkins. That not everyone, it's zombie, but it's funny, but it's stupid,
Drew
unrealistic.
Yep. Drew Barrymore and some dude.
Timothy
yes.
Alfany?
Yep, you'd know,
like
you know him if you saw him because he's been in a bunch of movies.
Do you see Drew Barrymore's boobs?
No.
Have you ever seen the movie The Girl Next Door?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the guy that was like the owner of The Girl Next Door, like the guy from California?
Yeah.
That guy and Drew Barrymore together in a series. It's actually pretty decent.
They get it
on. Seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Oh
not my
God.
Cup of tea. Not my cup of tea, but it's good. It's good.
I was going to say, why would you like play off
that? No, I'm a fan. Not my cup of tea, but it's good.
It's not usually my cup of tea, and I binged it in 2 days.
Love it. I love it.
That's mine.
I'm a huge fan.
Congrats.
And we'll go to my guilty pleasure of the week. My guilty pleasure of the week is there is a band called Matt and Kim. They came out with a new album, and I have just been tickled fucking pink. Like, I've never heard music before. I am like super into it. I'm super all about it. There's this one song called Forever, and the lyrics are, I don't want to live forever in this world of shit, world of shit, world of shit.
Are we about to get a taste?
Here's Matt and Kim. There you go.
Yeah, really.
It's my fucking jam.
I love Matt and Kim. By the way, Lexi laughed at your tickled pink. She never heard that one before.
No?
I think I've heard of it, but I hear it like, oh, tickle me pink. Like, I don't hear it like, oh, it tickled me pink. I don't know.
I don't even know. That's a very pervy. Tickled me pink always sounds very sexual to me.
Yes, very well. Anything pink.
Right?
Yes, 400%. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Guilty Pleasures crew. John Mingione, a.k.a. Johnny, from Todd and Jade in the Morning here on WPLJ in New York City. And for some reason, he's making me say YouTube sensation.
I didn't make you say anything.
It's written down on the card here.
Yeah, you wrote those words. I didn't write
them.
You have
to actually add a title there.
What's the title?
So give me all three or whatever it is that he is.
So it's, he's making me say YouTube sensation, and then Johnny says, I have 25 million views, no big deal, and then Lexi says, get over yourself. Like, there's a script written out here. You know, everybody has their own plugs, but Johnny has like, okay, then you say this, and then you say this, and then you say this, and then you just do the tip, and then you just do this.
Listen, it's the director. It's the director.
It requires a personal water bottle filler.
Right, exactly.
Could you not ever bring that up?
And actually, hold on 1 second. Actually, somebody's walking in with Johnny's water bottle right now. And there's also
thanks, Amy.
My water.
Water. Hello. And there's also Lexi from WABC. Lexi Peveraro. She's the producer of the Joan Hamburg Show. She likes dogs, chocolate, and buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, come on with the butter corn. Oh.
What? You're an NCAA athlete. Why don't you say that?
NCAA champion.
All right. Well, Thank you. Appreciate it.
Your fun fact is that you like mashed potatoes.
Yours is that you killed your Venus flytrap.
Okay. Let's not bring that up anymore.
And I'm Chris Libertini, creative here at WABC. Check us out on social media. Listen to our podcast because you already fucking are if you've made it 40 fucking minutes inside it. So find us on iTunes. See you next week.
He didn't mean that. He didn't mean that.
No,
he loves you.
I love you.
Woo.